I like to talk about some good marketing that I've seen. And this morning popped into my inbox an email from the company that most people love to hate, Ryanair. And I was intrigued because the headline had ? 191 reasons to, I forget what it said, fly away or do something. And it was from Ryanair. And I opened it up and surprise, surprise, it wasn't one of those things like, you know, 7 secrets to do this or 10 reasons why you should do et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which is, it's powerful, but it's quite overworked. And what they were focusing on was 191 different destinations that Ryanair will fly to. And there was an interesting graphic at the bottom of the email because you'd got the number of places that BA fly to, which they got at 81. They'd got EasyJet at 130 and they got Ryanair at 191. Now, I have no idea whether this has all just changed recently and, you know, that's why they're talking about it. I'm not quite sure. But they had a very simple graphic that was easy to see with a signpost and lots of different arms, if you like, coming off it, pointing to all the different places, not by name, but so you got the impression as you were reading along of Ryanair having more gravitas and having more places to go to. So you could see at a glance without even, you know, reading anything very much exactly what they were talking about. And so that's one of the things I really liked, the use of a powerful and simple graphic. Because they're getting more and more and more important online. You know, they're now read by Google, and they really have a huge power. Not only still graphics, but also videos. So, in your business, the more you can use a graphic that's quick, easy to understand. If you put it all together, it's called an infographic. But if not, just, you know, a little icon that demonstrates what you're doing. So I like Ryanair's use of that. I thought that was good, and I was also quite interested that they used 191. I assume that's absolutely true. I have no idea. But the other thing that's a very good point is we tend not to believe things that don't look as if they've been carefully thought out. We tend to respond to the specific. So 101 destinations seems to me more readable, more believable, more authentic than 150 destinations. I know when I was buying print, you know, my print buyers would always sort of say, well, we put the extra 21p on, which is actually true. We didn't just round it up. We've actually given you the real cost because, you know, it's more likely to look real. And we all know, you know, when you're marketing, if you can put in some precision numbers, if you can sell for £79, not 80, it has a little bit more power. And ditto 97 rather than 100. For some reason, it looks as though it's been more carefully thought out. And because it's more specific, it actually carries more weight and looks more authentic. And therefore, all that resistance that we tend to have, is reduced. Obviously, there may be occasions where you want to bundle or you're talking in a different way. But use of specific numbers is very, very powerful in your marketing. So I like to do a bit of a thumbs up somewhere. Never thought I'd be doing it for Ryanair, but hey, yes. And the other thing I notice is that they've been going for 30 years and they've got that all over everything. And that is amazing because, again, the longer you've been in business, the more you seem like the credible alternative, not a fly-by-night, tried and tested, here for the long term, all those other things that, in fact, we want our customers to think so that they actually come and buy from us and trust us. Trust us with their money, their time, with their hopes and dreams. I'm going to play a song which will give you a clue to what we're going to talk about today.